Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mr. Floor Igor Murak, Josh Herman, BMO Harris Bank, and PermaSeal. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/homesweethomechicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago. Congratulations to the Cats for knocking off the Spartans. Very, very exciting. We are here until 5, up until, I believe, I don't know what's on after us, but Blackhawks are coming up because I'm going to be at the game tonight. I'm going to be at the game tonight. We're doing Shoot the Puck to win a free mortgage or free rent payment. But in studio today, we have Igor Murak, Mr. Floor, we have Josh Herman from BMO Harris, and we've got Roy Spencer from PermaSeal. But we start every show with, Elwood, buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Let's Get Legal with John Hansen is on at 5 o'clock leading up to Blackhawks pregame. Very exciting game. We did a contest 2 years ago prior to COVID knocking it out that a lucky Hawk fan can shoot one shot from the blue dot at center ice, Roy. There's a blue dot at center ice. To win a free mortgage payment for a year or free rent payment for a year. And wow. Today...
Into an open net or what?
Into a very, very challenged...
Puck-sized.
Yeah, the insurance on that. Listen, I could do that blindfolded, for God's sake. No, it's a little skill. It's a challenge. So,
David, is the opening at least wide enough
it
for the puck to
fit? Puck through.
I just want to make sure. To make it fair and all.
I buy insurance for that, and the insurance company said... Here's what we typically do. I sent it to the Blackhawks organization. They created a placard to cover the net with a hole to fit a puck through, Roy.
Sure.
All right, back off.
I'm just curious.
I know you're just curious. How big is it, David? Yeah, 3129. And I swear to God, I hope all four of them hit.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I already got the insurance to cover it.
There you go.
It would be awesome. You know, because you have to. You got to buy the insurance. You know, where's your insurance? Blackhawks are very detailed about this. So I got insurance. So I hope I don't have the names handy, but there are four listeners right now that are in their basements shooting pucks against the wall, practicing for tonight. And I'm pulling for you. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. We've got a great team of experts in here for the next 3.5 hours to help you with all of your real estate needs. Igor Murak, how are you today, my friend?
I am doing great, David.
My floors are shrinking. What's going on with my floors? We had Dykstra in here last Saturday. My floors are shrinking. These damn floors. I don't know what's going on with my floors. Happens every single year, Igor Murak.
Every single year, yeah.
Every single year.
And, you know, and we get these calls, David, from all these listeners and clients all throughout Chicagoland, and they're so concerned that either the floor is defective or they're doing something wrong or,
these gaps weren't here 3 months ago.
Yep. That's exactly it.
Right.
So we'll be talking about that and the root causes and what you can do to minimize seasonal gaps as they're referred
to. You put this floor into my house in June. It was perfect. Now it's got spacers in there. I got gaps between my slats.
And when we left your house in June, the floor was nice and tight.
That's right.
So,
and that was my bowling league name, by the way, the gaps between my slats in high school. Don't laugh, Roy. We were awesome. Our average team average was 350 for 3 games. We sucked. But we had a good time. We laughed a lot. 312-981-7200. For listeners who want to reach out to you, Mr. Murak and Mr. Floor, to find people, Mr. Floor, how do they do that?
Yeah, give us a call directly at 847-674-7500 or visit us online at MrFloor.com.
We have an employee here at the station, his name rhymes with John Williams, was asking me a question. I don't want to embarrass him, but his name rhymes with John Williams.
I understand.
That he will be calling in with a question. I was on his show on Thursday, and after he made fun of my gigantic ears that have always been big, just that my face has shrunk with all this weight I'm losing.
Yeah, you look great, by the way.
I feel great. Thank you very much. So to weightloss.com. Explained. I literally almost had a grabber when he asked me this question. I'm like, Igor's gonna love this. Oh, he was like, is that floor stuff really good? I'm like, it's the best in the business. Why? He's like, I've been washing my floor this way. What do you think? I'm like, you're gonna upset an Igor Marak. So we're gonna expect John Williams to call in shortly. 312-981-7200. Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. I want to thank Josh. You've done an amazing job helping our listeners with unique situations, right? Out of the box, not cookie cutter. You know, listen, I would love 740 borrowers putting 20% down. 40% would be better. It's an easier loan to do.
Exactly.
With making $200,000-$300,000 a year, have a couple million in the bank with no debt, no bankruptcies, judgments, foreclosures. But that one half of 1% of the listenership out there is very hard to come by. And the other 99% of the listenership has some dent, scratch, pox marks, and some damages that we have to maneuver around.
Reality.
It's life.
It's what it is.
Exactly. It is what it is. And you guys do as good a job as anybody I've ever come across with those type of unique type of borrowers and listeners.
Yep. Thank you. I appreciate that. And we try to help everyone we can. You know, obviously, sometimes there's things that are out of control, like appraisals and, you know, stuff on title. But we try to help, you know, and if something doesn't work the first time, one of the things that we do best is we come back. We stay with you. You know, let's work this through. And I do this all the time with business owners. You know, if we apply for a line of credit and you're declined, well, I know why you're declined. So let's sit down and come up with a plan to get you approved. And most banks and most institutions you walk into, you apply, they get declined, they leave and they go somewhere else. You know, we work it differently, and that's just one of the things that we specialize in.
Phone number for listeners who want to reach out to you to ask you questions about your products.
Yep, 847-967-4644, or you can email me at Joshua, J-O-S-H-U-A, dot Herman, H-E-R-M-A-N-N, at BMO.com.
Roy Spencer. This is the cold and flu season. It's also the snow season. And the ground's doing different things that our listeners might not be aware of. We got some snow a week or two ago, right? It's kind of all evaporated, melted, or done, whatever. It's in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's in the ground, and down to a certain level, it's being absorbed by the ground as best it can be when it's, you know, the ground's frozen now. You know, we've had some streaks of below freezing. But we're going to get some more snow because, you know, eventually we live in Chicago. And then we're going to get the rain. And all of that stuff has got to go someplace. And if you had cracks in your basement prior to going into this winter and you had some type of water seepage going into this winter, it's not going to just magically disappear. And I've been doing this radio show for like 18 years, and you've been part of this radio show for 5 years. I've learned so much from you, so thank you for that. But our listeners have to understand, if they had challenges prior to the frost coming and the cold weather, they're probably going to most likely 150% have those same challenges when it thaws in the spring.
Yeah, absolutely. Water problems don't go away. They don't cure themselves, and they may go dormant, you know, when it's not raining, or dormant when it's freezing. So you're not aware of the problem. That's human nature. We all have a lot of things we're dealing with right now. So basement's not leaking. Why would you deal with it now in January? Actually, I've got several good reasons why you should deal with it in January. First and foremost, it's a great time of year. We got people sitting around. We can get to it right away. When you wait till spring, everybody's having problems. You might have to wait weeks for us to get there. So it's a great time to do it. Secondly, we're having our anniversary special in January. We have that somehow every year. We have an anniversary, and this is our 43rd. And we're having a sale on some things you could use right now, like rim joist moist insulation. Make your floors, Mr. Igor, your floors warmer and feel warmer, because we have an insulation special. We have 15% off our rim joist insulation. We're also having, as part of our sale, a crawl space encapsulation, 10% off on that, and all of our sump pumps. So that's another great reason. I've got a third great reason.
Save it. Save it, because we're going to hit a break.
Teaser. Everybody's going to be...
You can't just give it all away, for love
point.
Of God.
Yeah.
It's a teaser.
There you go.
And we got Rachel in the green room that's going to come in and tell you something later. 312-981-720, inside joke. Probably doesn't understand. Nobody understands it but us four.
I do.
312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. Phone, text, and picture lines, the MegaPros phone, text, and picture line are open for business, and we'd love to hear from you and see from you. 312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
WGN.
Every January, our tribe at Permasale celebrates our anniversary. This year, we're celebrating our 43rd with a sale on services that you can use right now in the dead of winter. Throughout January, we're offering 15% off our PermaFoam insulation services. We're also offering 10% off on crawl space encapsulation work and any of our sump pump equipment, including our patented exclusive basement defender system, which will test your pumps every day. Now is the perfect time to make your home warmer, your crawl space dry and usable, and your sump pumps more reliable. You'll save money, have a healthier and more valuable home, and we'll keep our crews busy during our off-season. A win-win. Call today for a free inspection and act during January to take advantage of this anniversary sale. Call 800-421-SEAL, that's 800-421-7325, or visit permaseal.net.
Your best for being better, PermaSeal.
Stop worrying about mom and dad safely getting in and out of their bathtub with Miracle Method. Miracle Method will convert your current bathtub into a walk-in shower by removing a section of your bathtub and installing an Easy Step. I've seen it in their showroom, and it's a game changer for the mobility impaired. The Easy Step is thousands of dollars less expensive than walk-in tubs and only takes one day to install. To learn more about Easy Step, call 630-832-2250. That's 630-832-2250. Or visit miraclemethod.com/Chicago.
This is Rich Dykstra from Dykstra Home Services. With the cooler temperatures, are you feeling the cold inside your home too? Give the experts at Dykstra Home Services a call for a free estimate on a high-efficiency Carrier furnace sized properly for your home. With 6 years, no interest financing available. Or if you just need your system tuned up for winter, we can take care of that too for only $89. Call today for a free in-home estimate, 800-421-3220 or WGNHeatingGuy.com. Carrier, turn to the experts, and the experts at Dykstra Home Services.
In real estate news, the days of getting inflated offers on your home due to a shortage of inventory may be coming to an end. With more homes coming on the market, the volume is starting to level out, and here's what that means. How you market your home is now more critical than ever, and who's going to do that is key. Now is the time for Amy Kite of Keller Williams Realty Infinity. No other agent in Chicagoland markets as intelligently, as precisely, or as cleverly as Amy Kite. Results don't lie. For years, Amy has guaranteed to sell homes on deadline at a price agreeable to the seller. That's you. And she continues to have more certified five-star reviews on Google than any other agent. You'll be a five-star review, too, if you go with Amy Kite and her team. For the best results in an ever-changing market, visit AmyWillSellYourHome.com. Selling the city, neighborhoods, and surrounding suburbs, visit AmyWillSellYourHome.com. That's AmyWillSellYourHome.com.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
This food is amazing. I'm telling you, I know good food. Well, Joe, this is delicious food.
Okay. Thank you.
And this is 277 pounds of love coming at you.
I never even heard of those.
Well, that's why we have them on the radio show.
Oh,
hello. Hey, we got to hit a break. Ben's like, we got to go to our break. I'm like, Ben, eat your taco here, okay?
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That was pre-soda diet, by the way. I haven't had a taco on this station in 18 weeks.
On this station.
Thanks. On the station.
Thanks for clarifying.
I haven't had a taco in 18 weeks.
Oh.
I'm all right.
Well,
I can handle that. I'm almost into 34, Igor.
Oh,
I haven't had. That's like college.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on. My butt's like, what? What are these? 312-981-7200. I'd get it up to like my knees, like a pair of 34s, and then I'd be like dead stop. Like, you know, my muscular legs.
We don't need these visuals.
I'm just letting you know because I know you're thinking about it, Roy. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Photo, picture, text, and phone lines are open. Go to WGNDavid.com. So you had three special things with your anniversary sale. So recap the two and then tell everybody about the third one.
Yeah, I think everybody's hunkered down and you can't go outside, enjoy your patio and this and that. So you think, why not make your home, you know, healthier, more valuable? Use this time
sure
to do that. And so, like, say, even though your basement's not leaking right now, probably, and your sump pump's probably not needing to work, so you don't know if that's working or not. So anyhow, first and foremost, do it now because we can get to you right away, and it's taken care of before the spring rains come. So that just makes sense. The second thing, we are having a great anniversary special on a lot of our products that could make your home healthier, more valuable right now, and warmer. The third reason, you know, we had something happen this week where one of our guys was out doing what we call, a lot of people don't know, we have an annual maintenance service. So for a lot of our customers, we've installed sump pumps and equipment, and once a year, our clients have us come out and check it. And we'll actually clean out the sump pit, check the impeller on the pumps, change the battery and a high water alarm, and just make sure everything's working. And while we're out there, as part of our service, it's a 15-point inspection. We walk around, clean out the window well drains, make sure the downspout extensions, and just do a checkup on the whole foundation, make sure there's no new problems. So,
similar to a physical on one of our listeners, when you see your doctor once a year.
Yeah, very similar. Yeah, and
I'll be hearing that in a commercial. I want a dollar for every time that runs. Your marketing department, like, damn, that's freaking genius.
Well, you do have problems, you know, and a lot of our work has a lifetime warranty, and if there's a problem, we'll come out and repair it. But you don't want a problem, you don't want a service call, we don't want you to have a problem. So a lot of our homeowners really enjoy this annual maintenance service. And then even our non-homeowners, hey, can you just come out and check our sump pump? I want my sump pit cleaned and things. And so our maintenance technicians are available even for, you know, people who aren't our customers, and we charge like $115. Sure. Now, what we've started a few years ago is any of our customers, new customers, we give them the first year free. So their first inspection is free. Because nice. We want them to get used to and enjoy the great service, enjoy the peace of mind, and the vast majority of them sign up for next year for $115 and things like that. So it dawned on me that, hey, we're slow. I've got guys laying around, need more, and it's a great time to do these inspections. So I thought I'd announce to that anybody who's ever had PermaSeal do work in their basement, and that we're talking over 400,000 customers in Chicagoland. If we've ever done work in your home and you haven't had this inspection service, a free inspection yet, give us a call and we'll come out and give you a free annual maintenance at no charge for the first year.
Some of the homes have been turned over, not once, not twice, because you've been in business for so many damn years, right? Yeah. Over 40 years, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That I could have been living there in the 70s, so my home, you know, had a challenge. You came out, then Igor buys my home, then Igor sells it to Josh, and then Josh sells it to Brendan, who's working our cameras today. So Brendan could be the owner three times removed from when I did the actual work, might not even know that there was work done on the home. Can listeners call in and you could check the address in your database to see if that home is a PermaSeal home?
That's the beautiful thing. It actually does. We keep our jobs by the address, not by the homeowner. So Brendan can call and say, hey, you know, I see some work was done in my basement, or I'm not certain. Could you just run my address and see if PermaSeal's ever done any work for? Well, actually, in 20 years ago, we did it for Josh and Mr. Miller.
Would you like us to come out and do a free inspection?
Yeah, exactly. And you qualify for that now. So, yesterday it was $115. You wanted us to come today, it's free.
There you go.
So in January, certainly in February, our slow time. So give us a call.
What number?
800-421-421. I almost gave my personal
Stuff. Yeah, I got that one. I got your social.
Zero
too.
Good there. Call
you get 400,000 people calling you real quick.
800-421-7325. Have us run your address. Hey, have you ever done work in my house? Hey, I'd love to have you come out and do a free inspection of my foundation and sump pump.
Phone number one more time.
800-421-7325.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to come back with Mr. Floor talking about floor gaps. After we're going to throw it to some commercials, then over to Ron in the newsroom. Hang tight, everybody. We'll be back after traffic news and some commercials. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. WGNDavid.com has got all of our contact information, has podcast previous shows. You could send us emails, learn more about all of the experts on the show. 312-981-7200. Igor Marak, Mr. Floor. Rita and Burr Ridge heard you talking about seasonal floor gaps that we were talking about earlier, and you gave her a call during the week to talk about it. I know we talk about this a lot, but a lot of our listeners don't act. So when I got home from our last show, Rich Dykstra Sr. was on.
Yeah.
And he's like, your humidity in your house should be around 35%. So I looked at ours, 22%.
There you go.
Okay. So I turned on the humidifier, and then I didn't realize I had two humidifiers because I have two zones.
Okay.
So I'm like, hey, Rich, I'm only at like 25. What do you think's the problem? He's like, why don't you go upstairs to the second unit and turn it on? I'm just like, all right, smart guy.
Where's my second unit,
right? Mister? I've been doing this for 60 years. You know, my grandfather. And like, okay. I'm like, yeah, you know, I got that look. I FaceTimed. I'm like, hey, I'm in the bay. He's like, turn that switch.
Yeah.
He's like, no, go upstairs. I'm like, how do you know I got the second one? He's like, genius. You got one upstairs. I know you got one upstairs. So I got that look that only, like, you know.
Yeah, somebody that knows.
Somebody from authority, right. You know, like, yeah, you're an idiot. Look, you know, without right, saying right. it, I'm like, all right.
I'll go wonder what your wife gives you.
Yeah, exactly. 100% right.
Yep.
So I went upstairs, and sure enough, boom, turned it on.
So where's it at now?
It's at 29.
Okay.
So my question is, and he made the comment that I do have hardwood floors throughout my house.
Yep.
That it'll take some time to get up to where it needs to be because the floors need to absorb, the floor is absorbing a lot of that humidity that we're putting in the house. So to equalize, it might take a couple of days. Would you comment on that?
Yeah, no, for sure. And not only your floors, David, but everything in your house is vying for that humidity, right? Yeah. So literally your furniture, your cabinetry,
your nose,
your skin, yeah. right? So all of it is vying for that humidity. And the reason that humidity is so critical, at least in our world, in flooring, is that what generally happens is, for everybody listening, if your house is sitting at a 22-23% relative humidity, you are absolutely guaranteed that you're going to have contraction of your wood floors and you're going to wind up with gaps.
Yep.
So it's a temporary reaction. So the floor is reacting to a dry environment, to a low humidity environment, and it's basically shrinking. So if you do nothing and you just wait it out in the spring and summer when the humidity returns and everything starts to re-expand, those gaps will start to go away. But that's why they're referred to as seasonal gaps. And our phone starts ringing usually the end of October, right when the heating system gets
turned on. What you doing to our damn floors?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the call is, my floor. What's happening with my floors? My floors are defective. What did you do? Yeah. Or why are they this or that? And it's very simple. In that, you know, we always recommend whenever we finish the job, we always educate our clients, you know, maintain your relative humidity between 30% on the low end and 50% on the high end. Because if you over humidify, in other words, in the summer, if you like it to be subtropical in your house and it's 90 degrees and 87% relative humidity, your floors are going to swell and they're going to look like they're water damaged. They're going to cup. So the exact opposite is happening in the winter. That forced air is you know, it's hot, it's dry, it's circulating in your house, it's drying everything out, and the floors are the symptom of that. So they react by shrinking and creating little gaps.
So somebody who has high ceilings like I do,
yeah,
to go from 22 to 29 in a week, is that a good thing? Is that normal? And but I still have the gaps.
Yeah.
How much longer until it gets to above 30, in your opinion, that the wood gets done doing what it needs to do with the humidity that's now pumping through the house?
So it depends on what's happening outside. So exterior temperature. So when it gets real, real cold.
Like today,
your heating system is on.
Yep.
Right? And so it's counteracting what your humidifier is trying to do. So your humidifier is pumping humidified air into the home, but the heating system is at the same time drying it out, and at the same time your floor is absorbing any excess moisture that it can so that it can stay at its equilibrium point. So all of that is happening simultaneously. So it's hard for me to tell you how long it'll take, but all I can say is crank the humidifier, because you're not going to be able to achieve that 35 that you were just talking about, because if it's cold outside, that heating system will continue to dry that,
yep,
you know, that air out, and the floors will react negatively to it.
312-981-7200. How does that impact the structural integrity of a home, Roy? You know, does not having a humidifier on, does that impact? I know it impacts the wood products. Does it have anything to do with the structural integrity of the house that you've seen in your 40 plus years of doing this?
No, I would say not. It affects the air quality of the home. You know, only if humidity gets too high, we get involved with dehumidifying and making the air drier, and so mold can't. So that's the part. But structurally, no. Where we see floor issues was where the house is actually sinking in one area, and all of a sudden one of the telltale symptoms
is there's a
slope in the floor, or there's a gap underneath the baseboard that wasn't there before, and that sometimes that's one of the telltale symptoms of a structural problem. But I've got that in my home. Interestingly enough, we have the opposite. Our floors are buckling now, I think, because of the so much humidity. We have kind of a tight house. We had it very heavily insulated and stuff.
So you're overdoing the humidification.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. And even in the wintertime, our floors buckle because we're running that. So.
Well, so what's interesting is, so everybody listening, you know, all you have to do, and some of the smart thermostats, they'll actually show you what the temperature and also what the relative humidity is in real time. Right, so you could see that. Now, if you don't have one of those smart thermostats, for $20, you go and you buy yourself a thermohygrometer, which is a small little device. You turn that on, and it'll tell you in real time what the relative humidity is. So, Roy, in your house, you're probably exceeding 40%. You may be closer to 45%, which is why your floors are actually buckling.
There's a famous economist, he says, Thomas Sowell, he says, there are no solutions, there are only trade-offs. And here we go. So, David, put your parka on and lower your heat, and your humidity will be fine.
That's
I'd rather be warm and have my floors buckle.
But, but the nice thing is it's all temporary, right? So all of these things we're talking about, they're mostly cosmetic, right? In Chicago, because we have such massive swings of temperature and humidity seasonally, you know, our wood floors and our cabinetry and our crown molding, it's just constantly in a state of flux. It's either expanding or contracting. And just when it finishes contracting, it starts re-expanding. And right when it's done re-expanding, we're now heating it again, and now it's back to contracting. So it's one of those things where we're always moving, right? If we were in Arizona somewhere where it's just dry all the time, we'd have nice and stable floors and crown molding and that sort of thing. Not in Chicago.
Yeah. Phone number for our listeners want to reach out to you and the team at Mr. Floor.
Give us a call directly, please, at 847-674-7500. Visit us online at MrFloor.com. And, David, also, we talk about this on the show all the time. The promo code WGN is something that people can use to try our cleaning products, which will do a fantastic job maintaining all types of hardwood floors.
I think John Williams, the employee by the name of John Williams.
Yes.
He hosts 10 till 2 here.
The John Williams.
The King John Williams. Very successful radio show.
I heard that,
I appear on it every once in a while. So he does a very nice job. And he's going to be calling in with his challenge.
Yeah,
and I'm telling you, we're going to strap you to the chair so you don't fall off when he tells you what he's doing.
Oh, boy.
All right. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Josh Herman from BMO Harris coming up next. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
My blower has been running for the last 10 years.
David's going to go somewhere with that.
I already did. I said I checked with his wife, and she confirmed that. Our listeners know.
They know.
A sarcastic remark is coming.
Like a soft pitch and a home run.
I know. 3-2 fastball, and the fastball's coming.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Hochberg's going to do something with that. That's awesome. When our listeners know, when somebody says something, we jump on it. And, of course, we had to capitalize. That was Rich Dykstra Sr. Last week boasting about how his blower's been blowing for 10 years. So we did get confirmation from his wife. And his wife's cousin drove into a ditch after hearing that. Just the visual. I think she's getting out of the hospital today. 312-981, may she have a speedy recovery. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We love getting texts. We love getting calls. We love getting pictures of all of your challenges. 312-981-7200. Home equity and business lending, Josh. You had a successful transaction with a listener who is a family-run business. I won't name the name. Went to three or four different commercial lenders.
Yep.
That were being consolidated because at the end of last year, from like March to the end of last year, there were a ton of local banks that got rolled up by banks out of this area.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those banks might have the same name, but come probably June of this year, you're going to see different names because big banks in different areas don't like to run separate profit centers, if you will. They like their name brand and they like one stationery and one HR department and everything else. So,
correct.
And then what happens is a lot of the local bankers that had relationships with the businesses that these companies that were acquired by larger companies from out of this area were left seeking employment at other different banks or out of the industry altogether. I know of at least three or four of these individuals, friends of mine, who got a call. Hey, what are you doing at 2? Why don't you stop down on the 6th floor? Okay, 6th floor is HR. You never want to get that call. You know, they're not going to come down. Why don't you have a cup of coffee and talk about your promotion? Hey, yeah, and start packing. You know, line your stuff up. We're going to give you a box. You know, I'm making light of it. It just happened.
Yes.
Okay. So this company, small to medium size, family owned business, 2-3 generations.
Yep.
Had trouble getting financing. Walk us through what happened.
Well, they came to us. I absolutely thought we could help. And we were able to get them aligned for double what they had previously and had it even more flexible than they had in the past.
Why are we talking about this on this show? Because a lot of our listeners are local family-owned businesses.
Yep.
A lot of our listeners are locally family-owned businesses that have got family-owned businesses that have services related to the housing industry. A lot of those family-owned businesses and owners and co-owners and employees are listening to this show right now that might not be able to get financing in order to expand their business or to continue their business because their banker got gunned and a new bank came in from out of town that they don't know who the hell they're working with because some area code out of this area is now calling them saying, hey, congratulations, I'm your new banker. I'm Joe from Cincinnati.
Exactly.
Right? Okay,
exactly.
So take it from there.
Exactly. A lot of my clients like to meet face-to-face and have someone to rely on. And it's more of a relationship with us. I always tell my clients, reach out to me for anything you need. I work with everyone, and I'm happy to connect our clients together to achieve what they're looking for. But, as far as there's a lot of change, a lot of turnover in the industry, a lot of changing in policies that you're one day able to do something and not the next at a number of different banks out there.
You've got some banks getting out of the home equity and business line of credit business altogether.
Completely.
They don't want to be in that space.
Yep.
You got Wells Fargo and Chase. And listen, I'll name the names because it's true. Wells Fargo. Yeah. When Chase stopped doing home equity line of credit. If you're a business owner with a line of credit against your house and your line of credit came due after 10 years and you need a new line of credit, guess what? They're not offering that product.
Right. Especially now with what's going on with COVID. How does that affect you? You know, what if you had a bad year last year or the year before? It's very difficult going into a bank and asking for something when you're showing massive losses.
Here's another thing. You've got inflation. Record inflation for the past 30, 40 years. You've got interest rates going up. Okay, home values are probably going to stagnate. That's what happens when interest rate goes up. Shocking.
Exactly.
Okay, some of the banks out there don't want to be in that space right now because that home value might start to slide and they don't want to be in a position to be in where they were in 07, 08, leading up to 07, 08. And then they just stopped, froze all the line of credits altogether. Business owners out there that had line of credits in 07, 08, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
I took out as much money as I could. I didn't need it. I'm like, I'm hearing all these horror stories. I parked it in the bank. I'm like, right. You want to come and get it? It'll be in my checking and savings account, up yours.
And that's what I tell all my clients is that, listen, if you're in the right position right now where we can help you, let's do something. You don't have to use it. just put it as an emergency line of credit that if something comes up in the future, it's there. And our business lines of credit, they're a demand line of credit. So it stays out there forever unless the bank calls it. That's what a demand line of credit is. So why not set it up and let it sit there should something crazy happen or you know, your roof cave in and you need 100 grand tomorrow.
Sure.
You're not waiting 3-4 weeks to get an approval while you have water coming in all over the place.
The best time to get a line of credit is when you don't need a line of credit.
And that goes for personal and business.
So you have the line of credit available
yep.
when you never thought you would need that line of credit to fund whatever you never thought would happen
exactly.
to your business or your personal area of need.
And right. we're going to see some market changes. I mean, you have all these foreclosures
yeah,
that are all these foreclosures that are coming in the next, you know, 2 to 3 months, 4 months. After they started that process again, is going to hit the market on top of the interest rates, on top of all the other things going on. Now is the best time, especially for home equities, to go in and get a home equity. You know, if the market drops 10%, that's a big difference on what you're able to get on your line of credit. Why not lock it in now? Let it sit. And if you need it, great. If you don't, it's there.
I am speaking from experience. I just closed on my refi in December. I sold my property in Phoenix, my investment property, in November.
Yep.
I am out of real estate right now, except my primary residence. So when I tell our listeners to sell your properties, if you're not in it for the long term, I know that Igor's got investment properties. He's in it for the long term.
Yeah.
Up and down. I wanted to get out of Arizona because I have a feeling Arizona's going to start retracting. I wanted out.
Mm-hmm.
Found a buyer, got out. I got my refinance done. I'm going to BMO this week. We're
yep.
going to start the HELOC.
Yep.
I don't need it right now. I'm fine. But guess what? I'm going to have a HELOC against my home. I don't need it right now. I had a HELOC on my other home. I never needed it.
Yep.
But it was there when I needed it. If I ever needed it, it was there.
I'm doing the same exact thing.
Right.
Same thing. I'm moving into the new house in a month.
Right.
Refi, home equity,
doctor
emergency
takes
purpose.
His own medicine.
Yep.
That is what it's all about.
100%.
Is to be on a defensive mode in both business. You've been in business longer than anybody. All of us put together, right? For the love of God. You know, how valuable is a line of credit in your business?
Well, actually, I learned that on this show not that long ago about getting that line of credit when
right.
you don't need it. We don't need it often. We're in a good situation. We always have been financially that way. But, you know, things happen and opportunities present themselves. Say, wow, yeah, that would be nice to have that accessible. I have a dumb question.
Yeah.
If you'll excuse me. But so I can get a line of credit, or you got a line of credit, you
yep.
got a line of credit, I can get a line of credit. So that means BMO or whomever will loan me money up to, you know, $1 million or whatever. But you don't lock in the rate, right?
On lines, they're
the
typically
amount.
Variable. They're typically variable.
They're
on
that's
loans, that's when you kind of lock it in.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but one of the features that's actually really cool about our lines of credit is, let's say you do a $100,000 line of credit. It just sits out there and you need it. Something, your roof came, you know, you need to replace your roof for $25,000. You can go and draw from that line of credit and then fix that $25,000 into a loan and still have the remaining balance on your line of credit. So you take $25,000 from that line of credit that you originally took out, fix that in for 5-year payment, or, you know, there's different terms that we can set it up for.
And
but now you still have the
75
for, yeah. for emergency purposes. So it's the best of both worlds of, if you're worried about rates and stuff and going up, you know, or paying off credit cards or paying off cars or student loans, you can fix that piece in and then also have an emergency line for backup as well, all in the same transaction.
Before we go to break, because I'm getting the look our news department's like, this guy shut up, we got news right.
He's smiling.
If an opportunity came along and somebody said to you, hey Roy, I got 20 trucks here, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you gotta stroke me a check for $100,000 $1 million.
Right.
And I got 20 trucks. Get 5 trucks today.
Yeah.
Okay, but I got
right?
20 trucks. Okay? You got a line of credit for $1 million. Bam. There you go. Why? Because trucks are in short demand right now, or in high demand and short inventory.
Right.
So if you've got that money in this prime example, you have 20 trucks, a truck costs you $50,000, whatever it is, and you got to write a check for $1 million, right? Which is a lot of money, but that you're getting 20 trucks to replace your aging truck fleet, that's a great opportunity for you. You're going to jump on it, write that, and then worry about paying it off later with the revenue that's going to come in that you know is coming in with the decreased mechanical costs of keeping up with those trucks. We got to hit a break. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 312-981. 7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Light them up. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
The bodies coming into the trades. The amount of people that are going out due to age and retirement, the attrition is greater than the addition. Look at that. Put that on a bumper sticker. Wow.
Yep, you're welcome.
Wow.
Joe, that was pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good, but wrong.
Oh!
A lot of these people, a lot of these young people are exploring the trades. I'm telling you.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. MegaPro's Joe, call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Every single thing that you need is at WGNDavid.com. So Roy, 630 wants to know, is it too cold to do to fix my foundation? A lot of our listeners think that, you know, you're not going to be able to dig through the cold ground. But you said earlier, now is a good time to fix those cracks in your basement that were there in the spring, in the summer, in the fall that the water was coming through. How can you dig through frozen ground?
Well, interestingly enough, that's why we're slow in the wintertime, not because it's cold or the ground's frozen. We're cold because people think we can't do the work.
Right.
So they don't call us. They're not having the problem. They're not experiencing, and they don't think we can do it. I'll wait till spring. Actually, we can. We're out working today. A brave
crew.
Nice crew.
A tribe.
Perm Civ aren't working. And yeah, you know, honestly, the ground right now is really not frozen very deep. There's like a crust in the ground. You go down a couple inches and you're there, and we can break through that easily enough. If we have to do some serious digging around the foundation to put it in an egress window or excavate a wall or something, we'll do that with a backhoe equipment and things like that. So the only digging work we're not doing right now, like burying downspout lines or doing yard drainage, where it's just we do more damage to the yard than it's worth. But as far as repairing the foundation, a lot of our waterproofing is done from the inside. And some of it's done from the outside. But either way, no, the weather doesn't stop us from doing a great job year-round. Again, this is the best time of year to get the work done.
And your epoxy and your plugging, for lack of a better term, or sealing the cracks, are there different levels of professionalism? Are there different levels of product out there? Can a listener go to a big box store and get foundation cracking solution and try to fix it themselves?
Absolutely. You can go online, you can go to the big box store, and there's always, you know, and there always have been, you know, do-it-yourself products. Typically, they're not the same as what we can buy, you know.
Why?
Commercially.
What's the difference?
Sometimes it's economics. You know, we can buy it
in bulk
and get better products and things. What's available, you know, that they can sell retail is possibly not the same thing. The biggest difference, though, is just the expertise in applying it. So, David, we could hook you up with an epoxy kit, and you mix A and B, and then you put it through a pressure gun, and use the right amount of pressure, and you space your ports properly, and if you do everything right, you might have success. But the odds of you doing it, or
zero.
Anybody else, honestly, who doesn't do it every day, the odds of failure are pretty high, actually. So when you're trying to inject epoxy through a crack, even though it looks straightforward, you know, if you follow the directions in a do-it-yourself kit, yeah, you just do this, you do this, you do this. There's a lot, like, you know, any other trade, there's so much feel and artisan to the work, and just, oh, I'm not getting enough pressure. I'm getting too much pressure. Wow, this stuff's going in here too quick. An experienced technician will see that
and
change his method or material or whatever. So that's why I say, people, it's not cheap. You go online, you might spend a couple hundred hours getting material to repair a crack. And then you write your own warranty, because if it doesn't work, you're going to spend a couple hundred hours, and it might not be so easy to fix next time that you've partially mucked it up and things like that. So some things are just better off left to professionals, and I'm a little bit biased, but, you know, based on my experience, I would say more people than not, you're better off having waterproofing repairs if you want it done permanently, and to pay a little more, get a lifetime warranty from a reputable company that's likely to be there to stand behind the warranty. And obviously for structural repairs, that is not something you're not going to find it do it yourself.
And for the FCC regulator out there, you said muck, M-U-C-K, muck it up. I just want to clarify that. I don't need Dean Richards barging in there going, Hochberg, you're out. We're doing Entertainment Report for 2 hours and 40 minutes. 312-981-7200. I'm telling you, Dean Richards has got a pole. He just slides down. He could just take over at any time. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Igor?
You know, I just want to kind of pick up on what Roy was saying. You know, we get calls, David, all the time. Hey, I'm going to go and refinish my own wood floor. Okay. I mean, so, you know, yeah. The call, first of all, the call comes in is, how many times can a wood floor be refinished?
Mm-hmm.
And so
that's sign number one, you shouldn't be refinishing your floor.
Problem number one, right? Yeah. And so our answer is, well, who's doing the refinishing? And the caller or the person on the line says, you know, well, I'm just going to go and rent a piece of equipment, and I'm just going to refinish my wood floor.
How tough is this? I'm going to get a sander and a buffer, and I'm going to save myself a couple of 2-3 Gs.
So the short answer is, if it's done properly, you can refinish a floor between 5 and 7 times.
Oh.
Okay. Now, if it's done by an amateur, as Roy was saying earlier, you know, you can write your own warranty on this thing. You can destroy a brand new solid 3/4 inch wood floor with one floor sanding if you don't know what you're doing. So it's one of those things where, you know, if you want to roll the dice, and a lot of it is not that it's difficult, but it's knowledge and it's expertise and it's finesse. And it's all the things that, you know, that we've come to learn over the last 35 years that we're, you know, in business doing this for thousands of clients, and, you know, throughout Chicagoland. But you could destroy a wood floor with one pass,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you don't know what you're doing with some sanding equipment. So to Roy's point, yeah, I mean, some things you can do yourself, some things you really should call a professional.
I can destroy a floor without even plugging in the sander. Take that. 312-9. I know my limitations.
There you go.
I pick up the phone and I call an expert, Mr. Floor. Igor, get over here, fix it up. 312-981-7200. Before we hit the break, Roy, we got a texter here. Would you please ask Mr. Permaseal? That's your new name, right? Mr. Permaseal. What's involved if we do outside basement waterproofing now on the outside where one side of the house has a sidewalk right next to the foundation wall? So you got the visual there?
Yeah, I think
okay.
So.
Okay, go
ahead. So they're getting water in their basement. I'm assuming it might be finished on the inside, so they want to do it on the outside, and there's a sidewalk involved. And that's a typical scenario.
That's your job.
And
that's your life.
Like everything else in life, there's always choices to be made. And so the first thing I do is encourage them to have us out to give them a free estimate so we can look at the situation, see what's involved, and if the wall, if it's even necessary to dig outside.
Sure.
You know, depending on the pattern of water, we might be able to say, you know what, you know, just digging out here may not solve your problem. So before you launch into something or start tearing, I already broke the sidewalk for you. You go, well, that's great, but you didn't need to do that.
Sure.
You know, I don't hate to have those conversations.
I'm going to save some money here. I'm going to take a sledgehammer to the sidewalk.
Yeah.
How tough is that?
Whereas, you know, we could have cut a piece of drywall and injected this crack and you wouldn't have had to do any of that and have been a lot less expensive. So, you know, again, just get some expert advice, but the answer, the short answer to their shorter question was, if we do need to dig outside, yes, we can break the sidewalk. Once you broke the sidewalk, the ground's 50 degrees, you know, below that, and
got
we
it.
Can just dig, and away we go.
All right, 773 texter, please send in a picture, if you could, of the outside of your home and the inside of your home on the basement where the wall that has the challenging water, the water challenge, so Roy could take a look at it. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. 312-981-7200. I believe John Williams might be calling in, an employee by the name of John Williams, midday show host, the same person, John Williams.
I'm very much looking forward to
this. This is awesome.
I don't know what he's calling for.
I'm teasing you.
You've been teasing me for 2 days.
I know. I called. I texted Igor. I'm like, bring a bottle for John. You're not going to believe this one. He's like, what is it? I'm like, save it for the show. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Yeah, and we're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product as well, okay?
Oh, wow. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's the first time somebody's been excited something about it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
It's been a while. That's good. I'm glad Ruth is excited. Like, she's all pumped up.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. Special caller on the caller hotline, John Williams. How are you, John? Hang on. Did we bring John up? There. Hang on. John, you there?
Yeah, I got some tips for your listeners.
Go ahead. Change the station.
Okay. So if you have hardwood floors, use water, warm water in a bucket with some vinegar.
Oh.
And you stir that up, you put that on there, and your floors will glisten, my friend.
Right before they fail, John.
Right? What do you mean they fail? They're floors.
Igor, I told you we're gonna have a cage match here.
Yeah.
You know, John, you sound like Megapro's Joe when I had to convince him that his grandmother, who's
his Polish grandmother,
absolutely,
his Polish
God
grandmother.
Bless her. You know, she would take a bucket of water and a mop and go to town on the floor. Because that's all she knew to do.
Old school.
You know?
Well, it works, though.
Well, see, the problem is when you oversaturate a wood floor, and we were just talking about this, John, I don't know if you were listening, in terms of the gaps. So you start using a bucket of water and a mop on a wood floor, that floor is going to absorb and suck up all that water, and it's going to expand like crazy. And it's not only going to expand visually, but it's also going to potentially delaminate from the coating that's sitting on top. So you're going to cause a host of problems for yourself if you use a bucket of water and a mop. First of all, it's too much water. Second of all, vinegar is extremely acidic and will actually break down the coating much, much faster. So, you know, all of those things in combination really are just completely wrong. I'm sorry.
What if I use vinegar and oil? Kind of a
salad? Then you make a nice salad dressing. There you go.
The good news is John is creating a lot more business.
I was going to say,
so right. Keep going. Keep giving that advice, John. We, you know, Igor,
well, I saw
it.
Hochberg in the hallway, and I said, you know, we got this place with a lot of hardwood floors. And I said, is that really this thing you guys give out that good? And he goes, I'll put some in your office, trust me. But I said, I'm telling you, David, just a little bit of vinegar and a bucket of water works. That's what I like to do. And he said, you know, then he wanted to do an intervention. I walk into the room and there's all of you guys sitting there with these serious looks on your faces.
But it's a good, I mean, if you wanted to, you could have John sponsor the cleaning the hardwood floor with the water and the vinegar, and then to call you in about a year or two when the wood floors start buckling.
When I need
buckling.
To replace the floor,
yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. It's genius.
It's a win-win.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll do one room, David, with the vinegar, and one room with Mr. Floor, and we'll see, you know.
Okay.
Which one.
Deal.
So John.
How long, like, yeah. Because the other thing is, I think, it's, you know, like you do it and it looks fine. So, like, how long before I wreck my floor, you know? I'm like, really, is it that bad?
Well, it depends on how often you're cleaning your floors, John. So, you know, we have some clients that are cleaning daily. We have some clients that are cleaning monthly. So it really just depends. But, again, a bucket of water and a mop is absolutely the surest way to destroy a wood floor.
Well, isn't your – what's in – I hate to sound like a commercial. I'm not. But what's in your – you have a liquid in your product, right?
We do. So our product is designed to be dispensed out of a spray bottle that David is holding in his hands right now. And basically, so everything in that spray bottle is controlled. We control the amount of liquid. We control the chemicals, the ingredients. Everything is non-toxic, biodegradable. And we limit the amount of water because we want you to literally, John, spritz a little bit of it onto your wood floor and just wipe the floor. And David tells a great story of when we refinished his floors when he was selling his previous home. And he basically employed himself and his entire family with all my spray bottles and basically cleaned their floors on the way out right before the showing. Yep. And what happened with the showing, David?
Amy sold her home in 4 days, by the way. The room sparkled, and we had like patterns. I'm like, all right, you take this. Yep. And we all worked our way to the garage door. I'm like, we're not going out the front door. We're not touching. We're leaving the front room good. We're working our way through the kitchen, and then I'll be the last man out, and I'll clean it up on the way out. So that's what we did. And the floors, John, on my life, sparkled, and to this day, they're still using it in the house. I left them a couple of bottles on the way out. I'm like, this is what you want to use on these floors.
Is it slippery, like when you pledge your floor, you know? Or
no, not at all. Not at all, John. And again, what we're trying to do is we're not trying to kill any bacteria. We're not trying to do anything really aggressive to the floor. Our product is designed as, you know, to be a daily maintenance, daily cleaning product. So what we're looking to do is change the surface tension of dirt and move it from the floor onto a rag a paper towel, a wiping cloth, anything really, and most importantly, not to coat the floor with anything. We're looking, you know, to leave your floor naturally shiny, not artificially shiny like some of these other products do. Because what they do is they'll make your floor shiny, but every time you clean and use those products, you're encapsulating more and more dirt and debris in every single layer, and that creates an abrasive surface. So the floor actually wears out much quicker when you use all those other products, and we actually can extend the life of your floor.
It's awesome, John. I'm telling you. It's awesome.
All right. Well, watch this. How could I acquire one on the internet, gentlemen?
You got 15 seconds before the break.
John is the best.
Go ahead, Igor.
John, what you have to do is go to MrFloor.com, use the promo code WGN at checkout, and we'll gladly, you know, send you a the product. We ship it nationally. We've got WGN, you know, listeners listening really everywhere now. And it's wildly popular. We've saved a lot of floors. We've saved a lot of headaches. It's just a great product. And I mean, again, David and other people in the studio have, you know, have used it and really use it religiously now.
There'll be two bottles on your desk, John.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the time, guys. I mean, it's a serious conversation David and I had, and he just blanched when he heard this. He goes, John, don't you listen to the show? And I said, I know, I listen to the show, but I haven't done this yet, so I'll give it a try.
We love you, John. Thank you.
Sound my best to Brenda. We'll talk to you later, buddy.
See you, fellas. Thanks.
Have a great weekend. That was John Williams, the Midday Show host here on AM 720 WGN. He's going to call in when he's done. I turned your mic back on, sir. He's going to call in when he's done, and you will get a live testimonial, I guess our testimonial from me and Mega Pros and the thousands.
I mean, you were on your hands and knees, David.
Yes. And then you told me about the micro mop that
to stand up off your knees and actually, you know, just
it would have been a lot easier. Would have been a lot. What a concept!
That's why you call a pro, David.
Yeah, we were on the floor with schmatties on the way out. I mean, literally, I wanted that floor shining.
Those poor kids, and
yeah, they don't know any better. Yeah. They got I threw them a bone. Don't worry about it. We went out for ice cream. They're don't worry, Roy. They're fine. All right, listen, Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We're gonna be back after news, traffic, weather. Ron Brown is getting lathered up in the news center. 312-981-7200. It's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information and podcasts or previous shows. CC in Westmont, you've got a question for Igor, Mr. Floor.
Yes, I do. I moved my couch, and I thought I had some felt pads under the legs of the couch, and I didn't. And I had some very fine surface scratches on my wood floor, and I cannot buff them out. I cannot get them out. Is there any secret to do that?
Igor?
Yeah, unfortunately, there's not a quick fix for that, because if you have a polyurethane coating, CC, what happens is polyurethane is technically non-buffable, meaning that if you, unlike we get a scratch on our car, we can kind of put a little bit of compound to kind of buff that scratch out. You really cannot do that with polyurethane on a wood floor. So over time, that scratch will oxidize, and it may actually start to blend just on its own. If you were just to kind of leave it alone. But if it's a deeper scratch, that's going to be permanent. And at some point, you'll probably need to have your floors buffed and resealed in order to camouflage that.
Can you take scratches. A picture of that, CC, and text it, that picture to the same number so Igor could look at it?
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
Absolutely. All right. I'll just put my couch back in its place and keep it covered.
There you go.
It's a lady after my own heart. Left
that's move something her. You would recommend, David.
I would tell her to move. But that's a whole nother
there you go.
Put a rug over
right,
it.
Right, yeah, just put a rug over it.
Yeah, it covers it up and makes it waterproof.
What scratch? Remember that call?
If Joe was here, he'd just say sell the house.
Yeah, so I'd tell people to sell the house. CC, Roy's referring to somebody called in and they had a pool table in the basement, right? And they had a crack in the foundation, and they put a carpet over the crack, and they couldn't imagine why the carpet wouldn't stop the water from coming in. That's a true story on the show.
I mean, that's something I would do too.
I know. I can't make this stuff up. But hang on, we're going to send you Mr. Floor cleaning product. Please send that. Is it a dark floor? Is it you know what color floor?
It's a dark gray floor.
Oh, see that shows tougher. Even more.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
What were you thinking with the dark gray floor? What the heck? What was going through your mind with that?
It blends with the house.
Okay. Just all right. I'll tell you what we use.
Color coordination.
I'll tell you what we use. The old English, that dark like shoe polish.
Yeah.
We had some scratches, just light surface. Right. So we put it on our old floor. and it blended in perfectly.
So one other thing you can try, actually, with a darker floor specifically is, you know, you can get them at big box stores. You can get them online. Furniture touch-up markers.
Oh.
So, oh,
yeah. So get yourself a set, and they come like in, you know, from like a really dark color.
Do they sell it in gray?
They do sell them in gray, or you can actually blend. So you can like use two different kinds and just kind of you know, put your artist hat on and then just play around with it. You're not going to make it worse. I mean, you can only make it better to camouflage. But on a dark floor, those furniture touch-up markers actually work really well.
He's looking at me, CC, like I'm going to start mixing and matching markers. I mean, what are you, out of your mind?
Well, you have no artistic sense.
That's
so we
what
know
I'm, what
that.
Are you yeah, looking know, at me? Like, oh, yeah, David, just put your artist hat on and get the easel out, and you'll be fine. Like,
what,
out of your mind? Hang on, CC. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice to use on the hardwood floor in your home that John Williams is going to be using. And send us a picture, if you would, okay?
Will do. Thank you very much.
Right, have a great weekend,
thank
my friend.
You,
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Let's take this text with the Rejuvenate. Does Mr. Floor make a product that takes off that Rejuvenate crap? I use his hardwood floor cleaner, and it's great, but I still have that junk on the floor from the previous owner. What is Rejuvenate?
Yeah, so Rejuvenate is a product that basically it touts the fact that they can restore your floor in a single pass, right? So you apply this product on the floor. It's supposed to clean and kind of recondition and, quote-unquote, rejuvenate your floor. But in essence, what they're doing is they're just increasing the sheen of your floor by putting in almost a urethane-type additive, which then coats the floor, and you really can't apply it evenly, David, which is where the problem comes in, because people are just spraying it and then just kind of rubbing it on as they go. And the problem with all of that is that it's inconsistent, and the application is inconsistent. And that's most likely what this, you know, this texture is referring to. Unfortunately, our product is not aggressive enough to remove that. It will break down over time if you use our product regularly and continuously, but there's no sort of quick fix, if you will.
Got it. 847 just sent in a picture of two wood finish stain markers that they have in their hands, and pretty nails, by the way. I don't know if that's a man's hand or a female's hand, but whoever it is, you have very, very nice nails. And thanks for sending it in. 312-981-7200. We're going to hit a quick break here and come back with Mr. Permasealer. It's no longer Roy Spencer, now Mr. Permasealer. We've been corrected by our texter, Mr. Permasealer. Josh has got a question for you. I have a question for you. Our listeners have got tons of questions for you. Keep sending in those pictures, 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I'm thinking about becoming, get ready for this? Because I'm on Instagram now. I'm a grammar. Because I'm a grammar. So David Hochberg on Instagram. So I'm scrolling through, and I see the Kardashians are making a fortune taking pictures, eating stuff in their bathing suits. And I'm like, I can do that.
Whoa.
Well, I'm just not sure about that.
Oh, can't wait for that.
God, David,
I can do that.
In your pool.
I could do that.
You got to look into OnlyFans, possibly, then.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, boomers.
Google that.
Not here, though. Don't Google it here.
Joe Brand with the save. 312-981-7200. Coming up, Joe Brand, Blackhawks post and pre and post game and during the game interviews. He does a great job. And after our show, Let's Get Legal with John Hanson, my good friend John Hanson. Texter, I've used water on a number of wood floors over the years, Igor. I wipe them with a sponge mop and rinse them with water and then dry them with towels. The water never sits on them and they're fine. So take that, Mr. Floor Expert. What do you say to that?
Is that John Williams texting in?
No, I know John. Okay. I know John's cell phone. That's not him. It's an 847 number.
So, yeah, I mean, it's like anything else. You're taking a chance and you're rolling the dice. I mean, at a minimum, if you're going to use a bucket of water and a sponge mop, I would never recommend, but definitely get on your hands and knees and take a nice, you know, towel and wipe up every single drop of water.
Right away.
You cannot let the floor air dry, because air drying is partly evaporation, partly absorption, and it's the absorption that we're concerned with.
All right. So there you go, 847. 312-981-7200. Josh, you have a question for Roy Spencer, Mr. Permasealer.
Yeah, so, you know, as far as your product and what you do to fully seal an outside wall, like the previous caller called in and said, hey, I might have some leakage, I have some cracks in the basement, but I might not want to tear something out, and you can dig from the outside. Do you put like a barrier, kind of like insulation barrier, per se? Is it kind of a barrier that you guys do? Explain what you do when you have a crack in a wall or there's leakage coming in. Do you seal the entire wall? Do you just seal the crack? What's the process with that? And what does a normal house cost? What's a range for sealing an entire house?
Crack
and making
talk.
Sure there's
crack
no...
Crack talk with Mr. Person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, these are all great questions, and they're... They're classics. For 43 years, I've had the same question. So, what do you do? What's a PermaSeal thing? What's the PermaSeal cost and things? What do you do? So, there is not a PermaSeal process. Okay, we have our PermaSeal way of doing things, but it starts with everybody's house is different. Everybody's problems a little bit different. Okay, now a lot of people have similar problems. They got a crack on a wall that's leaking, and we have a couple proven techniques. Epoxy injection is our favorite when we have access to the inside of the crack, where we can inject an epoxy resin throughout the entire crack. It actually welds the wall back together, so not only makes it permanently waterproof, but actually structurally repairs the wall. So that's our most common problem that people have is a crack in a wall and it's leaking water and things. And if it's not a structural crack where it's going to continue to move because the footing's not stable and things, epoxy injection's the answer. But you have to have access. You can only do epoxy injection from the inside.
Yep.
So if you know you have a crack and that's what the problem is, but you really can't get to it because somebody put a mirror or a bar in front of it, you really don't want to tear all that to get to the crack, then yes, we will excavate the crack, and we have a full membrane coating we put on the outside, which we give the same lifetime warranty for. But that's just crack repair. And alluding to the prior caller who just has a leak, he's just getting water and maybe can't see the crack, and he just assumed there's a crack there.
Right.
There may be a crack there, there may be not. Water can come in for other reasons other than through a crack in the wall. So sometimes you take the wall down, there is no crack. Well, where is water coming from? Well, it could be coming through the wall someplace else where there's a honeycomb part of the concrete where it's not solid concrete. It's not 8-inch solid concrete. There's a gravel pocket, and water just literally wicking through the wall. Sometimes it's coming right where the floor and the wall meet, what we call the cove joint. You have three separate pieces of concrete there. You have your floor, you have your wall, and then underneath all that, there's a footing. And that's just when you butt one piece of concrete up to another, water will easily come in around that. So, and that's a whole different type of repair. You don't repair it like you would a crack. And then the third way water can come in is sometimes it comes in over the top of the wall. Sometimes that's a matter of grading where people have built the dirt or mulch up too high, and the brick and aluminum siding is not waterproof, and water is just literally wicking and coming over the top of the wall, or it's coming in through a window well part of the wall and, you know, coming in over that way. So the key thing is, Josh, everybody, before you design a solution, you have to understand what the problem is.
Yep.
And sometimes that's quite obvious. You sit there and watch it come through the crack, or you've seen it coming through your window, or it's just coming up. Hey, I've watched it. It just comes up where the floor and the wall meet, and then it goes away. All those all require different solutions, and that's what we do. Our estimators are very well trained, and sometimes they can just tell by the pattern of water or what you're describing your problem is, what it most likely is. Sometimes we'll do water tests and cause the problem to reoccur to make sure we're doing the right thing. We do have solutions that can solve all those problems. So every house is different, and there's always choices to be made, and that's what we do. We come out, and the best thing is to make the call. It's a free call. It's a free estimate. Have an expert come out and make sure that you're doing the right thing. And because you can spend a lot of money, and people spend thousands of dollars trying to keep water away from their foundation, all to no avail. So you want to make sure you're doing the right thing before you do anything.
I had a challenge in our basement of our previous house. We were moving stuff around in order to get ready to sell, and the floor was wet. And it was underneath a storage chest that we kept the kids' toys in. That storage chest was down there for over 10 years. Never was moved. Okay, it was one of those things, okay, we got to start moving. Let's make some more room. It's damp. I'm like, oh, God, here we go. Call Roy out. There was a hairline fracture in my the front of the house. So what do? They came out. They put this black protecting shield on there, and they did whatever they did. It was still wet after they did it. Remember, you came back into the basement. What they did was they extended the black shield, whatever the material was, higher in order to collect the water. Went down. I did a new drain tile, the whole nine yards, right? Because yep. I'm in real estate. I know. Do you know of any leaks in your basement? I have to check the box.
Right.
So I'm like, I know we're going to sell in the next couple of years. So out they came, complete tile drain system. Right, we moved everything out. They did the whole system. Northbrook signed off on it. Never had a problem, and the commercials, the peace of mind. Every time it rained, I slept easy. I didn't have to worry about it. I knew when I sold the house, when it rained, I wasn't going to get a call from an attorney. Your basement's flooding. You knew about it. I was out. I'm like, no. I you know what? No calls.
Yep.
And we've been out of there for almost a year and a half, and we've had a lot of rain. And we don't have to worry about that. Noreen, you're the texter with the sidewalk question. Thanks for calling in. Can you tell us a little more about your challenge to Mr. Permaseal? Used to be known as, formerly known as Roy Spencer.
Okay. Sure, I can. Last Thursday, my husband went down to the basement. Our basement is mostly finished, and the back part, the utility room, is only semi-finished. And the bathroom, the back has a cement floor, and the front has a carpet up there. So anyhow, make a long story short, we contacted our insurance, and we had a service come out, and they ripped up all the carpeting, and they took off the drywall 2 feet around. So now we thought, now is the time before we repair that damage. We had a blockage in the sewer up by the street, and that's what caused the backup. But anyhow, before we fix everything, we thought this is the time to have the seepage taken care of, because we've had a lot of seepage over the years and have just suffered with that for years. So that's where we're at. We live in the city. One side of the house has a sidewalk that butts right up to the foundation, and the other side is dirt. So, of course, we would much rather take care of it from the outside if we could, only because the thought of tearing up the and I should also say our downstairs is open to the rest of the house. There's no door dividing the downstairs from the upstairs. So all the dust and all that would be a bit much for us to handle. So that's the story.
Well, thank you, Noreen. And again, very common scenario, and a very common thing, that a misperception is that, this is going to be a big job, there's going to be dust all over, and not that that doesn't happen, there are some jobs that are big, and we have to break up concrete and things, but kind of putting the cart before the horse here, so let's be certain what your problem actually is and what really needs to be done, just like, I don't want to break up the sidewalk, or I don't want to take this drywall down. You may not have to, and there's typically options either inside or outside. So we take, first of all, we take a very conservative approach, and we'll tell you what your options are. And but a lot of people don't call us because they think it's going to be a big job. They think it's going to be too expensive. But I guarantee you, you can afford the estimate. It's free, okay? And then you will know, and you'll have some real choices to make, and you'll have some hard information to make it. So you'll know what you're getting into. And we may have to break up concrete. And then if we do, we can encapsulate the walls and contain the dust. And we have a lot of things we can do. So, a lot of people have, had past bad experiences, or they've heard horror stories, and that keeps them from taking any action. But that may not be your problem at all, or maybe the wrong people did the work and they didn't do it as well. It doesn't have to be a horrible experience. It typically isn't.
Best four-letter word in the English language, Noreen, that starts with an F? Free.
Oh,
thanks for jumping in there, Dave, before she did.
Yeah. She sounded disappointed.
I know. I think she was going to food. I just want to make sure. You just stayed on the rails there.
Your hand was on.
I was on the dump button. I'm like, I don't know what part of Chicago you're from, Noreen.
What part of Chicago? The word my husband used when he saw the water in the basement.
Oh boy,
he said food.
He said food. What part of Chicago you from? What part of Chicago?
Northwest side, Jefferson Park.
Definitely use the word food a lot out there. So hang on one second. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor Cleaning product, and a member of Roy's tribe is going to get a hold of you, set up a free consultation. We're going to pay some bills. We've got news, traffic, and weather at the bottom of the hour. Michael in Northbrook with the bamboo flooring question. 312-981-7200 after the break. 312 312-
981-7200. And also want to talk to Josh about his credit builder programs that helps our listeners enhance their credit so they can purchase homes and cars and qualify for rentals. 312-981-7200. That's American Pro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's a good show.
John Landecker played that song for my intro as I was on his show this week.
Oh, look at her dropping the John Records Landing.
I got so many more viewers.
Did you
on
know
John
I was on John Records Landing? I don't know if I told you.
You know how many more people watch his show? Or
but when I was on with John
wow,
Records
Wow, you guys
Landecker.
Are really insecure.
Yeah, I'm starting to think you're right about that.
Oh, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
No, I didn't.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Janelle Iacino from Rose Pest Solution. She's awesome. 312-981-7200. Another one of our trusted experts.
It's local the bug lady. Expert.
The bug lady.
Yeah.
She is now known for that is her handle when right. she goes on all of the television stations.
But she wears that so proudly.
Because she, yeah, we coined her that, and she right. wears it on her sleeve. I think she's got a tattooed, I'm the bug lady,
nice.
On her back. Well, you know when she wears a halter tops. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. We have Michael in Northbrook, who's been waiting for a very long time. One of my neighbors has a question about bamboo floors. How are you doing, Michael?
Hi, David. How are you? Thanks
Good.
For taking my call. Love
Thanks
your show.
Thanks for calling, buddy. What's going on with bamboo floors? What's your question?
Okay. Engineered bamboo floor, is that the same thing as laminated floor?
So no, it's not the same thing. So an engineered bamboo floor is actual bamboo that has uh-huh. been applied generally to either some sort of a core. It could be a plywood, it could be a press board, it could be anything. But
veneer.
But the top is a veneer, basically. Exactly. It's a bamboo veneer. A laminate is a synthetic that's mimicking bamboo. So a laminate is actually a kind of a plastic, almost like a Pergo type product.
Okay. So here's the question now. I have some scratches on this engineered bamboo floor that I have. Mm-hmm. What's the best thing that I could do?
So if the scratches are light surface scratches, you could just have the bamboo floors screened and recoated. It's a process where, you know, we would come in with a buffer and a real uh-huh. fine screen disc. It's almost like real fine sandpaper okay. to prepare the floor to receive that coating, because we're looking for a mechanical bond. We're also looking for a chemical bond. So we prepare the surface to receive that coat, and then we apply a coat. And if they're light surface scratches, they'll actually get filled in with that top coat that comes in on the bamboo.
Does the entire area have to be done, or is just like that the particular area that's got a lot of scratches?
Yeah, generally speaking, Michael, we're always recommending to not do local areas because there's no way to blend uh-huh. them. So you're either okay. doing the entire room or possibly multiple rooms if the floors run continuously from room to room yeah. without a stopping point.
Okay. All right. Very well. Thank you so much, yeah. gentlemen.
All right. Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, buddy. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. The Noreen, I believe that was her name, yeah. with the gray floors, sent in a picture, which you have reviewed.
I have.
And instead of being vertical, it's horizontal.
Right. So her scratch actually goes perpendicular to the direction of the floor. In other words, it's the scratch is across the board.
Covers about five or six planks.
It's really the worst case scenario.
Nice job, Noreen.
Noreen, next time you're going to drag your couch, make sure you're running with the grain as opposed to across it. No, I'm teasing, obviously. You know, don't drag. We never recommend dragging any furniture across anything. You should always lift in place. But in her particular situation, she has this scratch that's running across five or six boards. So what we would recommend is a furniture touch-up marker. But you don't want to just draw a straight line, Noreen. You want to actually just blot. So go through and kind of blot it gently. And then over time, it should sort of, again, oxidize and kind of blend. But you don't want to start drawing straight lines across the five or six boards, because you'll really see that. That'll be
or get a larger rug.
Move the rug over.
312-981-7. Come on, right?
It's good. I'm all
I learned a lot listening to Lou all these years. Come on. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. David, I put olive oil on a paper towel and rub it on a scratch on our gray wood floor. Works like a charm. So yeah. Olive oil.
Yeah, so those are like little little tricks that people have tried, right? Olive oil. Some people have recommended you take a walnut and you crack it open and you rub a walnut on a scratch, and the oil from the walnut itself will also kind of blend. Little tricks, but some of them are sort of, you know, hit or miss. Olive oil, generally, the reason that you're seeing that scratch less is it's probably a light surface scratch, and the oil just filled in that, you know, that scratch. So, again, a furniture touch-up marker will do something similar if you've scratched through the color. But you know, it's very difficult to do local touch-ups. They're just really very noticeable.
That's a pretty deep scratch that Noreen did. She did a really nice job. Because it's a white scratch on a gray floor.
Yep.
Nice job, Noreen. 312-981-7200. We've got Ron in Woodstock about cork floors. Ron, how are you?
Good. How you doing, David?
I'm doing good, buddy. How you doing?
All right. Can't complain.
All right. Good. You got a question for Igor? Or are we going to talk? Talk guys here. Guy talks.
Yeah, we can talk guy stuff. Whatever you want to do, David. Have cork floors. Home was built in the late 40s, early 50s.
Nice.
Can they be sanded and refinished to keep them original?
Cork
Any
floors.
Options on that?
So yep. your cork floors are in little squares, right? Like little 12 by 12 or 9 by 9 squares. Yeah. So
yep, exactly.
Those are beautiful floors. Definitely, you know. Period correct, meaning 40s, 50s, and into the 60s. Those cork floor tiles were very, very popular. So you really can't sand them in the traditional sense, but you can absolutely screen and recoat them. So we can absolutely come in, put a buffer on it, screen it like we would a wood floor, and then just put a top coating of polyurethane, and that generally does a pretty good job restoring them.
How do you feel about that, Ron?
As far as, I feel good. As far as any, like... You know, blending of the color or anything, or it's just going to look the way it is. You're going to just, like you said, screen them and then just put a coat of poly on there or whatever. I mean, you're not going to be able to stain them or whatever to kind of get everything blended together.
Yeah, you really can't stain them because in order to stain them, you'd have to really kind of remove all the existing coatings, which you really can't do without hurting the cork itself. So the recommendation, unfortunately, is just to encapsulate them and kind of freeze them in their current condition. But it's very hard to improve them from a color perspective. So if you've got like worn areas, like around, you know, high traffic areas or maybe chairs or around the table, that'll probably still remain after the buffing and resealing.
All right. Thank you very much.
Hey, Ron, when you get a beef sandwich, do you go with the combo or you just go with the beef sandwich?
You go to Scatchell's and Cicero, and you get a combo.
You get a combo? You go with the hot peppers or the sweet peppers?
Sweet and hot, come on.
Hot
peppers.
Gotta go hot.
Do you get it wet, or as another one of our listeners said, do you baptize it, or do you go dry?
Forget about the baptizing, guys. You got to go to a regular beef stand.
Oh, you just go. You don't like it. You don't like your beef dipped. You like your beef. Do you like your combo hot, just dry? Or you got enough juice coming out of that with the normal sandwich?
Exactly.
All right. Now, what's your stand called? What's your joint called?
Got to go to Scatchell's.
Scatchell's.
In Cicero, David.
In Cicero?
I was just in Cicero yesterday.
Yeah.
Where in Cicero?
Just east of Cicero Avenue on Cermak Road.
East of Cicero on Cermak Road, Satchel's.
Scatchell's.
And if I say Ron sent me, what happens? Do I get a little extra in the sandwich, or do I get a clean sandwich?
Yeah, you could try.
I'll get a little try.
I love that.
This guy's great.
Hang on for your free Mr. Floor complimentary Mr. Floor cleaning product. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
So, Tommy, so everybody knows what a farmhouse sink is.
It's a fire clay sink. A farmhouse sink basically lays and cradles within the cabinet, but it gives you that 1920s, 1930s. You know, I forget what they call that era.
The Depression.
The
Roaring Twenties.
Wake up first thing.
What do you call the late 30s?
The Depression.
You know what?
Depression.
When I get back to the store after the show, I'm renaming that thing from the Farmington sink to the Depression sink. I'm not sure it's going to have the same shebang, but.
You should have a Hoover line and then like a Roosevelt line, like that's really bad.
And then like a bread line.
Hey, and instead of the edge, we're going to call it the soup kitchen.
That's good. It works.
A soup kitchen.
Oh,
it really pops. But
now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Ray Kaplan was on fire that day.
Wow.
She held back. She didn't hold back. She went when she was on a roll. Ray's student loan assassin Ray Kaplan from the Kaplan Law Firm. If you have any student loan debt, she's awesome. 312-981-7200. Megapro's call, text, and photo line. Credit enhancement. why it's important for the mortgage, why it's important for business. And I just want you to focus on this, Josh, because it's critical.
Yep.
I will give you two examples of somebody we helped already this week. One guy's buying a home, first-time home buyer, young man, makes $135,000. He's going to put 10% down on a condo. So he has a 678 credit score. He has $12,000 worth of credit card debt. $12,000. We did a what-if scenario. What if he paid off all $12,000? His credit score shoots all the way up to 708.
Wow.
The difference between a 678 credit score borrower and a 708 credit score borrower in the interest rate is basically one full percentage point.
Wow.
When it because you already have the condo hit if you don't put 25% down a condo. Mm-hmm. So that 678 with 5% down or 10% down compared to a 708 is a full point in the interest rate. So that's one example. The other example is the guy that we sent you, the listener that we sent you, 510 TransUnion score.
Mm-hmm.
Complete credit wipeout disaster that he needs. He had an unbelievable set of events, uncontrollable to himself. A lot of bad things were going on at the same time. Domino effect, blew up his credit down to 510. Didn't know where to turn. Wants to refinance. He's stuck in a 6-7% loan that he took out in the subprime days. And before everything went to hell in a handbasket, and wait, he hasn't been able to get out of that loan. 510 credit score. Can't do anything on a mortgage side. There's no lending institution that would lend to that borrower at this time, this listener. Kick them over to you guys. You have a CD secured loan. Talk about the products that you have to enhance our listeners' credits that I just found out about last year when you guys got involved in the show.
Yep, it's hugely important, and we run into this on business and personal, where you got guarantors or borrowers' credit scores are just either subpar or some work could be done to them to significantly help increase it. So we have on the personal side, we have a credit builder product where it's basically like a savings account. You take out, let's say, for $2,000 for 24 months, and you pay into this every month. You get a bill, and a large portion of it goes into savings. So at the end of 24 months, after you pay, I'm just throwing numbers out there, let's say $60 a month, at the end of those 24 months, you're able to walk away with $2,000. And then you also, it was a trade line that's being reported on a monthly basis. So you're increasing your, one, you have more trade lines out there. Two, you show your ability to repay debt on a timely basis. And as long as you make those payments on time, that's going to, it's in most situations, increase your score dramatically. And then you also, on top of it, have additional cash to put down when at the end of those 24 months when you refi. So that's on the personal side. There's also a CD secured. So you could have, let's say you're in this situation where your credit is at 510 and there's really nothing you can do with anybody.
Or you don't have any credit at all.
Or no credit at all, exactly. Right. It's a great way to establish credit, either through the credit builder program or a CD secure, where you take, let's say, $5,000 and you put it in a CD, and then we borrow you against that. And a lot of clients are, why should I put my cash into a product to get my cash back? Well, it's to show your ability to repay something, to show that you can make payments on a timely basis, which is going to help strengthen the bank.
Well, here's the other reason. It's the only way you're going to get your credit score up from a 510.
Right. Or you just wait a number of years.
Right.
This situation happened in 2019, if I remember correctly. So it's been several years, and his credit has not gone anywhere. Usually it takes, you know, in some situations, 5 to 10 years for some of these bad things to fall off. And we're here to help with that.
It is critical. The number one through number 10 factor, top 10 factors to determine an interest rate.
Yep.
Our credit score.
Yep.
Credit score. Credit score, credit score, credit score, credit score, credit score. It's credit score.
And then ability to repay debt.
and then the ability to repay debt.
Yeah.
Right. Which, if you're going for a student loan, you don't have to show any ability to repay debt. We're just going to give you $250,000 to $400,000 and load you up. Hopefully that's changing with the news that just happened the next time rate comes on, which is good.
Because
I've been saying you should have some type of ability to repay that debt. And if you're going to be lending these college kids $200,000, I know we're going off on a tangent, but it goes back to blowing up their credit.
Right. It's all about lending.
Because if you give an 18-year-old kid or their parents $200,000 to $400,000, and I've seen it repeatedly, you've seen it.
Yep, all the time.
And then the kid graduates and goes feeds fish for $13 an hour, okay? and you're stuck with $200,000 to $300,000 with the student loan debt, which is ridiculous.
Correct. Yep.
And then their credit gets blown up. They need some. So now you have an elephant on one side of the seesaw that's blowing you up, and you need something on the other side of the seesaw to start working to get that elephant off the ground, so exactly. Your credit could start getting better. This guy's got a 510 credit score. He's got a pack of elephants sitting on the other side of the seesaw. You need something good to counterbalance that, and that's what these products.
And we're talking, I mean, this is hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month in savings, potentially, for them when he's fixing it. I mean, you have $12,000 to pay off, but you're going to save, you know, $3,000-$4,000 a year in interest payments. It's huge.
And you get the money back.
Yeah.
I mean, you're basically loaning yourself money in order to build up your credit. It's a layup deal. Phone number, we got to hit a break.
Absolutely. 312-835-1289 or joshua.herman@bmo.com.
Ron Brown in the newsroom. Get your pipes ready, buddy. We're going to throw it over to you. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Roy, you received a text message from a 630 texter that is saying, why no response yet? So as if we're not in the middle of a conversation and we're not going to get to, and we only take the positive text messages. This texter is not happy with something that your company did. Can you basically summarize it and answer this texter's questions, please?
Sure, happy to. There's a person, we came out to their house. He said we required them to open up the paneling in my basement. I want to know why I'm hearing people say this can be addressed from the outside of the house. Why was I immediately asked to open up the drywall? The paneling without even the option of going out and addressing the leak from the outside. So obviously I wasn't there. What I can tell you is that, he said that we solved his leak.
Okay. So congratulations.
Problem is solved.
Right. That's good.
But he was concerned that, we cost him more money because we didn't, he had to remove the paneling. He could have had it done from the outside. So a lot of people, don't appreciate when you do something from the outside, it's a big job. You got to dig it all the way down. If it's an 8-foot foundation, you're talking an OSHA is going to require us to put the dirt 12 feet away. It's a big job doing it from the outside. But the real reason we prefer to work from the inside when there's paneling or drywall involved is then we can tell for certain what the problem is. Okay, so we may or may not have seen the crack from the outside, even though there's a crack there. But just because there's a crack there doesn't mean that's what the source of the water is. Once you open the wall up, now we can see. We can see the crack. We can see stains from it. We can see if there's any other leaks there, whether it's a tie rod or a honeycomb or a cove leak where the floor and wall meet. We know for certain what the problem is, and then we can address it. So that's always the preferred method. Whenever we can work from the inside and see for certain where the water's coming in, because even if let's say we did it the other way around, we say, well, yeah, we can dig this out from the outside, and we dig a big 8-foot hole and seal that crack. That may or may not solve the problem. That may or may not have been the problem from the get-go. So again, that happens, and people, no, I want it done from the outside. And then when we do all that work and it doesn't solve their problem, they're really not happy. Okay.
Right.
So generally, we would encourage people to work from the inside just for certain, so we know we're doing the right thing and we're resolving the problem. So, and odds are, you know, no matter what it costs them to get the paneling up and down, it's probably still less expensive than an outside dig. But most importantly, I'm happy that we resolved this problem for certain and we didn't spend hundreds or thousands of dollars on taking a chance and working from the outside only.
So there's your answer, texter. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Gus in Deerfield, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. But you got a question about your credit?
Yes. On Equifax, my credit score is 800. I just looked it up.
Okay.
TransUnion, nothing. It's like I fell off the planet.
Okay. That's not good.
Are we sure
that you're Gus in Deerfield? How can we be sure you're Gus in Deerfield?
Well, I don't know. You want my social?
Not on air.
Yeah, I'm kidding you. But you know, my problem is, I mean, I want to go buy a mattress right before Christmas, and I got denied. You know, I mean, because I wanted the 0% and all this, and for some reason, you know, again, Equifax is 800 after that data breach, then nobody accepted it. I bought a car a year ago. Again, I got probably a higher interest rate because, you know, so I don't know how to repair that. Or, you know, I've tried reaching out, and it's, well, it's talking to a computer, you know. I mean, you know, I own two homes, actually part of a third one, you know, that I'm part of. One free and clear that's probably worth $650 is what Zillow. Again, you don't know what if that's right.
Right.
I own my home in Deerfield. I've been there for 30 years, so I don't know where my credit fell off or how it fell off.
Do you have any credit cards?
Yes.
How many credit cards do you have?
Two.
Do you use them, or do you just keep them in your wallet?
I use them.
On a continual basis?
For the most part, I try, you know, tap my debit card as much as I can.
Okay, stop. Okay, repeat after me, okay? Ready?
Okay. Yeah.
My debit card, repeat after me, my debit card. Say my. You're, okay.
My debit card.
Is?
Is?
Worthless.
Worthless, right.
Okay.
I got, actually, if there's money in the bank, it always isn't. But, yeah, I understand where you're coming
okay,
from.
Okay, well, good.
That's not establishing things.
Well, you just...
Why did I fall off the planet with TransUnion?
Because you're not using your credit cards. You're using your worthless debit cards. Debit cards are the...
I had TransUnion before, but they just dropped me for whatever reason.
Because you're using your debt... What did you do before you retired, Gus, in Deerfield?
What did I do? I worked out at their airport, and I still work out at different airports and everything.
So you're an airport expert, right? So if I had a question about an airport and I call Gus, I'm like, Gus, hey, how do I break into O'Hare? You could probably tell me, you know, you could probably tell me which gate and which tunnel to go into, right? I mean, something like that.
I just give you my badge.
Yeah, just give me a go. Yeah, because all of us guys on the North Shore, we all look alike. I understand. But here, I'm telling you. Here, just give me my badge. I'm flying out soon. I feel so secure. All right, so here, the point I'm trying to say is, okay, and this is not the only mistake that you make. A lot of our listeners make this debit card that you use, and all you young kids out there and all your listeners' kids, the debit cards is the biggest sucker bet on the planet. You get zero credit. Yes, you cannot spend more than what you have in, but you're not getting any credit history for what you have.
And same goes with checking accounts. They think if they open a checking account, they're building up some sort of credit. And
you're not getting it. You have toothpaste here. Four T's, Gus. Repeat after me. It's four T's. Say four. Say four T's.
T's.
It's not that tough, Gus. Come on. This is okay. Ready? Toothpaste. Say toothpaste, toilet paper, tampons, transportation.
Wow. Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Okay.
Toothpaste.
Toothpaste.
Toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
Tampons. You can say tampons. You're a man. Tampons.
You know what?
Transportation.
You can't do it. Sorry.
My God, you work at the airport. You're a big, tough guy working at the airport. I'm gonna be borrowing your pass. At least grow a set here. Let's get a little tougher. I'm only using your
pick. All right, tampons and transportation.
Okay, use it. Just use your credit cards for everything you buy. Stop with the debit card. Rip it up. It's worthless. Okay? That's why your credit score is got you not showing up on TransUnion because you're not showing using your credit card enough, using that worthless debit card. I got to hit a break here. I love you, and I'll be calling you when I want to sneak in the airport. 312-91-7200. Tell Jack what Mr. Floor Cleaning Park you are. I'm all fire. I'm like sweating here. I'm like talking to
you're worked up.
I'm talking to a guy in Deerfield.
Also, just throw a dispute out to TransUnion and have them correct it.
Yes.
You could also show them that, hey, I've been paying this bill. Here you go. And now they'll add the trade line on there. They're all separate reporting agencies, so they don't speak to each other.
Go to freecreditreport.com. Get your credit report. Don't pay for the credit scores and file a complaint there on all three credit agencies. That's a simple solution. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. I need like a sponge bath here. Did you bring the sponges? I know. I know
no sponges.
Roy, you got sponges?
No.
I know Josh does. That's why I didn't ask him. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Roy Spencer, Mr. Permasil.
You know, as far as your product, what's the process with that?
We have our Permasil way of doing things, but it starts with crack, the entire crack, the most common crack, structural crack, excavate the crack, seed the crack, but that's just crack repair. And there may be a crack there, there may be not.
I'm also thinking about being a crack dealer. Not like a nice one. It's kind of friendly, like, hey.
Crack filler.
What's up, guys?
Crack talk with Mr. Permasil.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Well done, Ben. Ben is our production guru.
He's a crack guy. He's doing a crack job.
Nice job, Ben. That was quick turnaround for sure. He was the Ben's the guy that put together that Dykstra blow has been blowing for 10 years.
Oh, or something. Yeah.
Blower. 312-981-7200. What was the name of that guy in Deerfield who wouldn't say tampons?
Gary? No.
Gus?
Gus.
No. Gus.
No. Gus. Yep.
Here's a guy. Sounds like a big guy. I could tell, but, you know, I could tell. Probably 4'6", weighs 120 pounds, but I don't know how I'm going to pass for it. You know, yeah, I'll give you my pass to get into the airport. No problem. Yeah, I work at various airports. You got the free run. No problem. You know, you come in a pickup truck, you run up and down the runways. Just stay away from those planes dropping out of the sky. And the guy just wouldn't say tampon. I mean, for love of God, it's 2022. You're in your 60s. You can say tampon.
He wouldn't say it.
I know.
He wouldn't say it.
And, Gus, you're going to be part of a rejoin coming back. I guarantee you that. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I'm just going to throw a general real estate question out there for the panel. Texter sent in at 356. Young couple looking at houses. Will housing prices be dropping soon, or should they go ahead and buy? You've been in the real estate game on the rental side for a long period of time.
Yeah.
What's your professional opinion with everything that you know about this market? You're up first, Igor. Go.
Well, I would say with rising rates, I think you have to jump on it now. I mean, if you have cash, you know, galore, so to speak, then, you can do whatever you want. But, I mean, if you're looking to capitalize on these low rates, I think you go now.
Roy, what's your opinion? You're older than everybody in this room, and you've seen.
That's my quality. He's
not old. He's wise.
He's wiser and older, and you've seen a lot more ups and downs in the real estate. Just do the life, your lifespan and the time of, how many times you circled around the moon here. With what you know about the real estate, with rates going up and the general malaise of this economic turmoil we're going into right now, if that's even the right term. What's your feeling on the
real estate? I'm sorry, I got snake bit back when my son bought his first home, and I said, well, you got to get in before, things are going bonzo. And then, of course, that was just before the bottom fell out, 2008. Yeah,
nice
and yeah, exactly, and he was underwater ever since. So I listened to you, David, and you said, well, all this stuff, the bottom's going to fall out again. So yeah. I would caution them, maybe just wait and see, after all these repos happen and inflation sets in and stuff, maybe you should just wait.
All right, that's Roy Spencer. Josh Herman, BMO Harris.
I would say it depends on his situation. If he's doing something longer term, then now is the time to buy and lock up. If you're looking to buy and flip, I would probably wait 3 to 4 months for all the foreclosures to hit and see how it affects the market. But there's so many unknowns going on right now with what the Fed's doing, what their interest rates are doing. Again, it's about about timing.
Yeah.
Staying in the property for 5 years, buy now, lock in, get yourself a low rate, and go for it.
The one thing I know is that to predict something, anything, is not a sure thing. You got 50% chance of being right and 50% chance of being incorrect. And my response to this texter, young couple looking at houses, will housing prices be dropping soon or should they go ahead and buy? My response is, if they are in the market and want to buy and they're living in your basement or they're renting, rents aren't going down.
Right.
Last time I looked.
Yep.
Okay, rents are going up. So if they're renting, the cost of their rental is on a monthly basis out of their budget is going to be costing more money. Just like there's the gas pricing last year at this time when I was living in my in-law's basement, it was $1.89. Now it's $3.89.
Yep.
I had no control over that. I'm not getting mad at the gas attendant behind the bulletproof glass.
Yep.
What the hell are you doing back there with the $2? Right? I have people, listeners calling us that we talked to last summer. And we quoted 2 5/8, 2.625 for a rate. Now they're coming back, and you're going to be like, you know, hey, you're close to 4% right now. You're at 3.625, 3.75. Yeah. Well, that's ridiculous. I'm like, okay, yeah. What do you want me to do? That's the current market. And it always takes about a week to 2 weeks for the news cycle to get caught up, right? Yep. To get, you know, oh, yeah, I saw it online that rates haven't been this high in 2 years since 2020. I'm like, yeah, well, what, am I going to lie to you? I'm going to tell you, this is what's in front of us on the screen. So I will tell you this. There are a lot of pending foreclosures happening because the listeners that were going into foreclosure prior to the pandemic hitting in March of 2020 and got the reprieve with all the forbearance when nobody got foreclosed on during the pandemic, they are the first ones in line. And those properties, those listeners have been foreclosed on already, starting at last November, and those properties will start coming onto market because it takes a good 6 months for it to work its way through the system. Not trying to be Mr. Scrooge or cold-hearted SOB. This is just the way it is.
Yep.
Those listeners that got foreclosed on in November will be out of their homes sometime in late April through June. The listeners who entered into forbearance and now were done with the forbearance and still cannot make the mortgage payment and did not get an extension from their current servicer because they still can't make the mortgage payments, those foreclosures proceedings started now, and that's going to take until June. Correct me if I'm wrong, Josh.
You're right. Short sales as well.
And short June through like August.
Yep.
So I think towards the latter part of this year, you're going to see home prices, a lot more inventory come on the market. Interest rates are definitely going up. And anytime you have higher interest rates and more inventory, okay, the reason the market took off, supply and demand, Roy, our economics expert here, when you have low interest rates and low inventory, what happens, right? We have a fire sale and everything caught on fire and prices just kept going up.
Yep.
Now, the aircraft carrier is turning the ship, and by the end of this year, you're going to have higher rates and more inventory. It's just going to be a natural impact. So it's a yin and a yang. You can buy now where
market goes up and down every year. I mean, we control all see over it. Exactly.
So my answer is, if they want to buy a house now, now's the perfect time to buy a house.
If they can find one.
If they can find one. That's it. Right? I mean, yep. Amy Kite tells you the inventory is lower today than it was at the end of last year when it was lower.
Right.
So if they want to buy now, it's a great time to buy before rates go up.
Call Dave, get pre-approved, get locked in.
Get ready.
And, you know, it's all about being prepared.
All right, I got Ron Brown saying, but just shut this guy up already. I'm trying to get to my news. Ron Brown, over to Ron Brown. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Got a great email here from Tom.
You got mail.
I recently did a trifecta, having refinanced my home with Team Hochberg, having permaseal do my basement, and MegaPro's doing both my bathrooms currently. Isn't there a club for us Home Sweet Homers at WGN? We are in debt with you guys, literally, for all the advice and services. Party on, dudes.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth.
Well done.
Instead of Home Sweet Homers, it's going to be Home Sweet Homies.
Now I know we're all going to be homies.
Kevin McDonough came up.
I like Home Sweet Homies.
I like Home Sweet Homers.
Keep it real, homies.
312-9817. We have no idea. We come here every Saturday. And I think the guys down in the fine men and women that run next door go, what are you guys doing on Saturdays after Lou? it used to be nice and quiet up there, and then you turn over to this knucklehead and his band of we don't even know
homies,
you know, Home Sweet Homers. We don't know what the hell's going on. I just think they're still in shock, and that's why they leave us on. They're still, they got the consultants going, let's analyze this a little longer.
It's entertaining, David.
Fun, and we don't even know what we're doing.
And educational.
Yes.
There you go.
You have to laugh in life for the love of God.
Exactly. Got to have fun.
312-981-7200. And a texter pointed out, I did make a mistake. Mark this, the first mistake I've made in the last 2+ years hosting this show on WGN. It's not free credit report. It's annual credit report. So you go to annualcreditreport.com, annualcreditreport.com. You get free credit report from each of the three credit agencies, TransUnion, Equifax, Experian. If you have a challenge with anything they say or you disagree with anything they say, you could click on a link and file a dispute, and they have 30 days by law.
Thank you for the correction, because that other one probably takes you to a porn site or something.
Well, I was just going to say, I don't know.
Dave's sponsoring.
I would say, let's not go there, but I would just, how I get around that, I don't jump into the porn site, Mr. Permaseal. I would say, be careful how you type it when you type in annual credit report, because it would take you to a very unique set of sites.
Thank you.
And then you start getting pop-up messages. Not that I know anything about that. I'm just saying this is what Josh tells me. 312-981-7200, annualcreditreport.com, annualcreditreport.com. When is your busy season, Igor? I mean, are people ripping up floors in the winter, or is it year-round?
For us, it's really year-round. We're actually fairly busy even this time of the year, because a lot of people will actually use this time to go on vacation and have us come in like you did, actually.
Yes, I did.
Remember, I mean, you know, you took off because, I mean, part of what we do is you know, can be very disruptive. So, you know, we can't really have people hanging around. So, you know, go on vacation, furniture goes into storage, or we move it to, you know, the garage or something, you know, to house it temporarily. We work on your floors. You come back, everything's done.
And you get a text message and an email when the crew shows up.
Right.
You get pictures, because I'm speaking from experience, of what the crew did that day.
Yeah.
And you get pictures at the end saying, this is what we accomplished at the end of the day, and here's what we're working on tomorrow and what we expect to accomplish. Which was, while I'm sitting, I was literally in Mexico. We went on vacation during winter break, and I've told the story on the air before. I am getting text messages from Igor while I'm drinking margaritas, because that's my go-to drink.
I thought it was piña coladas.
No? I don't drink. It's too fattening. Yes, it is, but it's like 1,400 calories a cup. So go with the margarita.
Yeah, margarita's good.
With the salted glass. Roy, are you getting thirsty?
How many calories are we at with that? Good.
I don't know.
Almost less
than a piña colada.
Less than the piña colada. So it's at least it's greater than one calorie less, than, so it's good.
Good.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm getting text messages with the status, and it's the greatest thing in the world. And especially when, and again, I've told the story a number of times, when they ripped up the floor to redo the floor, I forgot we knocked the wall down and took out a closet and bumped it back because there'd been carpet down there.
Right.
And he's like, hey, look at this. I'm like, great. So what did they have to do? You had to stitch.
Yeah, we stitched in all the missing flooring. So as David's sitting drinking his margarita, our production staff is on site.
Yep.
Basically reporting to him, as we do with all of our clients via email and text and all of that, because we do have a lot of clients that are not in their homes while we're operating. So we had to contact Dave and break the news to him gently that he's got a section of his upper hall completely gone, missing, because there used to be walls there and it was filled in with plywood.
And then in addition to that, I drilled in nails because some knucklehead told me 20 years ago when I moved into the house.
It was screws.
In order to stop the squeaking, drill in screws.
Hear that often?
Hear that often? Well, whoever tells you that's an idiot. Because it costs me how much? He's like, look what else we found. Have another margarita. Okay.
First, we asked you if you were sitting down.
Yeah. He's like, remember that? I'm like, I'm sitting at the pool bar. I'm like, remember when you did this in 2002, you moron? Who told you to do this? And then, so you had to rip out that section.
We had to remove it, because we can't sand a floor with screw heads.
Well, you could.
Well, we can't.
There goes your sander.
There goes your sander.
We'll destroy our equipment, and we'll destroy the floor in the process, too.
Right.
So all of that had to be removed and replaced. But it turned out great.
I have to ask, so how long were you... You tell people go on vacation when you're going to do that. I mean, I depend, obviously.
I was gone.
In his case, we just told him to stay there.
Yeah, he's still on vacation.
Come on, stop, muchacho. Me bien.
That's a win-win.
Si versa.
Agua, por favor.
I mean, I was making tacos on the beach. I was down there for so long.
We told him to look for temporary rent. You know, rental situation.
Would you like meat in that quesadilla or carnitas?
Right? Listen, you know, if you wouldn't have forgotten that you had like missing flooring and that you were trying to stop a squeak with screws and whatever
16,
else.
I was in the house 20 years.
Yeah, it's a long time.
I was in the house 20 years. He's like, remember this? Oh, and that other closet that you converted in the master and you did. Boom. So I'm there. I'm pounding. I don't drink. I'm like, great. Bam, bam, bam. I was gone 10 days. He got everything done in 10 days.
That's not bad.
And you couldn't tell where the old floor started and the new floor was put in. Awesome. And it was beautiful. And that is a huge point of a huge point I want to leave with our listeners.
Yeah.
That I trusted you to come in my house. I wasn't
while
there.
You were gone, right?
While I was gone. Yeah. I wasn't there.
And I got pictures and updates, and that is critically important because you have to be careful who you're working with nowadays, because I could come back if I didn't know you or a company that's not reputable like yours. Oh, yeah. Hey, here's the pictures. And then I come back. Great. Thanks for the pictures. And everything's gone.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Now, it's critically important to work. And Roy, you know, was talking about this, you know, this entire segment is that, you know, it's important to work with professionals. It's important to work with people that understand their craft and been doing it a while. I mean, Roy's 43 years in. We're 35 years in. We're trying to catch up. I don't know if we ever will, but we're trying. But, you know, we feel that we're experts in our field. And, you know, Josh is an expert in his field and you as well, David. I mean, you know what you're doing. You've been doing that a long
25
time.
25 years in banking.
There you go. So, you know, when you work and you surround yourself with professionals and experts, you typically get a good job done.
847, what is the correct Mr. Floor product to use to clean engineered bamboo floors? You called a while ago. Thanks again for the information.
So bamboo floors is
engineered.
It really doesn't matter. So our Mr. Floor wood floor cleaner is very specifically formulated to clean any and all wood floor and bamboo floor types. In other words, as long as it's a sealed surface, the Mr. Floor wood floor cleaner is absolutely the right one. And again, don't forget to use the promo code WGN at checkout. Really, it gives you a nice little discount.
MrFloor.com, checkout code WGN for your first purchase discount. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I don't know if I would have ever thought that I would thoroughly enjoy a mortgage and fix around the house. Yes. I filled in for you a couple times. It's so much fun.
They love when you co-host.
Oh, well.
Because they use you like a pinata, and they beat the living bejesus out of
they
you.
They do.
And you start firing back at it, which is awesome.
Yeah. When they found out I was using my garbage disposal for chicken bones, that set them off for until the end of time.
Well, John Williams said it best earlier in the week. He's like, yeah, David Hochberg's got something going on here at 10 until 1. We really don't know what it is, but it's a pretty good show.
Laugh and learn.
Laugh and learn.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-91-7200. That is the aforementioned John Williams. John Hansen, who is going to be coming up next hosting Let's Get Legal. He's also going to be, I just found out, being on ice with me in between the first and second period of the Blackhawks game while four listeners shoot for a free mortgage and free rent payment for a year. So two rents, two mortgages, and John is going to be the MC. So I look forward to seeing John at the UC tonight at Center Ice. One shot, blue dot. Fantastic. That's it. And I hope all four of them make it. I'll be rooting for them. 312-981-7200. We've got about 10 minutes left. Josh, what do you want to leave our listeners with a nugget of knowledge before we sign off?
Really reach out to us. We're here to help. I'd love to help you as much as I can. Personal, business, really anything banking. I have lots of colleagues that do other roles, and happy to introduce you.
And your wife was on a weight loss program also last time she was in here, and she's hit her goal.
Yes.
Is she good? I mean, she's like
looking
fading
fantastic.
Away right now.
Fantastic. And just got a haircut, right. You know.
Very, very nice lady. So Josh sends out, hey, Happy New Year, everybody. And then he texts back a picture of him and his wife, and I'm like, you just screwed up the picture. Get out of the picture.
He's crowding her out. Like,
what are you doing?
She was dying laughing.
I'm like, what are you doing? An unbelievably smart, attractive, intelligent woman, and then you put him next to her.
Well, right? It's all about contrast, David. You know, it's the contrast.
I was hoping it'd be black.
She looked that much better.
It would be like a black filter, and then her. Love of God. All right, if our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they do that?
Joshua, J-O-S-H-U-A, .Herman, H-E-R-M-A-N-N, at BMO.com, or 312-835-1289.
And I will be calling you this week to take out a line of credit on my home, now that my refinance is done before the rates went up. Like I told everybody, don't wait. Get in. 312-91-7200. Mr. Spencer. Or Mr. Permaseal, sorry. Or the crack man. I like that one better.
Oh, ouch.
Ben, crack man. Mr. Crack man. We'll have to work on that.
Yeah, please.
Okay, next time. What nugget of knowledge would you like to leave all of our listeners?
This is the best time of year to get those basement problems taken care of. And we've got time. We've got our anniversary special. And don't forget, you just give us a call in, give us your address, and we'll look up records in case you think we may have done work in your home, and we'll give you a free annual inspection.
Complimentary inspection. You might not know if PermaSeal did work in your home. Over 400,000 happy homeowners.
One out of five in Chicago, and there's 20% chance
you got a shot.
Yep. Nice.
So all they have to do is call what number to get a free to see for free if their home is in your database, and if it is, they get a free inspection.
800-421-7325.
I think you should do a commercial on that, and you're welcome for that
commercial.
Freaking great idea. Hey, one in five. We have over 400,000. I could do it. I could voice it for you.
I
could write it.
I wish I could afford you.
Another story. Not true. I wish you could afford me, too. 312-981-7200, WGNDavid.com. We got Robert in Oak Park for Mr. Floor. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, thank you guys so much for all the information. I live in a historic building, 1924 constructed, per se, Oak Park, actually Holly Court's condominium complex. We had the floors, everything redone before I moved in, total rehab. Part of the floor in the kitchen was hardwood floor, per se.
Yep.
And the other part was kind of pine. And when the guys moved in the refrigerator and the stove, they scratched it up very bad. I've called up some people, and they tell me they have to do the entire condominium versus just the kitchen area.
Igor?
So it really all just depends on the geometry of your space there and whether the floors flow from the kitchen into the rest of the home. So one way to sort of maybe mitigate that and not have to do anything outside the kitchen is to install a small little transitional molding piece. We do that for our clients all the time and in essence kind of create a starting and stopping point so that you can just limit.
Right. No, the problem is, it looks beautiful how it transitions. However, they scratched up the floors with the pine, which is a little bit weaker kind of wood.
Right, right. Yeah,
you don't recommend pine on floors.
Well, you know, it's probably either pine or it could actually be Douglas fir from that time period, which is a little softer. And it was never really intended to be sort of exposed, David. I mean, typically linoleum will be placed on top of it or carpeting. Generally speaking, we find maple in many of the kitchens from that time period. So it is a little unusual to actually. I wonder if there was some reconfiguration going on in your home where, you know, there used to be maybe maple and now it's, you know, the room was annexed and now it's pine and partly oak. But generally speaking, local repairs, local touch-ups are very, very difficult to blend, which is probably why everybody you've spoken with so far has recommended to redo a much larger area for you.
Correct. I believe we redo the entire kitchen area, which is fairly small, but I don't have to do the living room, I wouldn't think, you know?
Yeah, as long as you have a stopping point, you can just limit the refinishing just to the kitchen. And again, if you don't have a natural stopping point, you can create one by installing one of these little transitional molding pieces, and then that way you can just kind of stop the flow of the sanding and refinishing process.
How's that?
Right. No, that's great. I'll give you a call. It's 847-674-7500. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yeah, give us a call anytime. We'd love
nice
to work
job,
with you.
Robert, with the numbers. Hang on, buddy. Get your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice as a thank you for calling into the show. All right, we've got 45 seconds. We're going to the Blackhawks game. We're doing Shoot the Puck to win a year's free mortgage payment or year's free rent payment between the first and second period. John Hansen will be emceeing. So if you're going to UC tonight, sit in your seats between the first and second period. Exciting things are happening. Roy, you going to the game?
No, I wasn't invited, but thank you.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, we're going if you got extra tickets.
Right. Well, Laura will be there. So when you go home and your wife's not there, you'll understand.
She's with you.
That's a good one.
She's bringing a group of her friends over. Oh, okay. Unfortunately, she didn't invite Roy. I extended the invitation to Mrs. Spencer.
It's ladies' night. It's okay.
I don't know what night it is, but have fun eating the...
It's not going to be mine.
It's not going to be Roy's. Or Mr. Permisil. You have been listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. We appreciate you joining our show. Next week, we'll be back to our regularly scheduled time at 10 to 1. Have a great weekend, everybody. Go Blackhawks. Thanks again for listening. Have a great weekend.